Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to White Spot Giants this week here on Sportsnet 650. My name is Dan O'Connor, and continuing on with our conversation that was started in segment one with Bob Brown, senior advisor to the Vancouver Giants. So fresh off winning three Memorial Cups in a span of 4 years with the Kamloops Blazers in 1992, 1994, and 1995, the next season, Bob Brown finds himself as the general manager of the Tri-City Americans. A huge change, for sure, and a big deal and a big transformation, and we'll start the conversation with the Tri-City era of his career.
It was a big shock, you know, just leaving Kamloops. I mean, that Ron Toigo phoned me. Well, matter of fact, Ed Chinoth called me when he heard that I was being let go with the Blazers, and he said, just sit there, I'll get back to you. And then I had a call, he called me back. He says, Ron Toigo wants you to call him. So I called him, and he wanted to hire me, and it was a great opportunity. Especially, I never had time to even think, you know, that being fired one day and rehired 2 days later, and it was kind of unreal. But it was a situation that I was going to a good team. We played them in the playoffs, and it was a good playoff run against them. And we were fortunate to defeat them. And it was a new career. I was not only the general manager of the hockey team, I was also the general manager of the facility too. So it was a big chore. We had some good players there, Damon Lankow, Brian Boucher in the Nets. And of course, the team that we come up against in the WHL is in the playoffs is Kamloops. And we had them, I thought we had them on the ropes. And our defenseman came around and the net, and with his head down, went to pass the puck up through the middle, and lo and behold, there's Jerome McGinley. And it was game over. But it was a bit of a rocky part of my general manager position that, not winning as much as I was used to. It was a whole different situation. We had good players. We had some bad luck, but we got into a rebuilding job. Don Hay eventually came to try to work as the coach and end up having a dual coach and general manager that I had to take over the running of the facility, which is a another job. It was like I was running two jobs at once, being the GM and being the manager of the building. So it had to change. And so that was probably the end of my GM jobs in hockey. And I had no regrets. I was there. Then, of course, Ron sold the team. And it was moving back to Vancouver, and Ron rehired me to take over the financial running of the Giants and to get it off the ground, and which was really interesting and kind of exciting to to be in a big market and work in hockey. But but my love was really managing and being involved with the players.
And so then on to the scouting chapter in the NHL, Bob. You joined the Edmonton Oilers kind of in the early 2000s in that scouting capacity. Then the lockout happened in 2004-05. What do you remember about NHL scouting pre-lockout, post-lockout? Was there any real shift and change in the way that teams started to build teams and identify the trends of, quote, the new NHL?
Not at the scouting level. We maybe didn't travel as much, but really didn't affect us too much as scouts, you know, because our market was junior hockey, and junior hockey was still going, and, you know, the drafts are still going to be there. And I know the draft that we had during the lockout, we were in Ottawa, and, you know, there was very few people, scouts. We were in town for the draft, but we had maybe one or two guys sitting at the table, or one guy. And so that was pretty different that from that standpoint. But as far as doing our job, you know, is my recollection that not much changed.
2006 and that run to the Stanley Cup for the Edmonton Oilers, the eighth seed, going all the way to Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final. Any memories for you that really stick out about that season? Maybe a player that you had closely watched and scouted. I mean, when I mention that run of 06, what comes to mind for you?
Well, the excitement, number one. I mean, scouts got to go in and watch two games in the playoffs, the finals. And, you know, just it was exhilarating. You know, you get hyped up, and, you know, it was unbelievable. The, you know, the feeling in the rink, but it all came crashing down for the seventh game, and we went back and lost there. And, you know, it was a real, real crusher, you know, that you're up so high, euphoria, and, you know, you feel good, you feel you're going to win it, and boom, it just comes crashing down. And it was probably, you know, one of the biggest defeats that I can ever imagine, you know, that what it felt like, not only for me, what it felt like for the owners, the players. You know, we were just the scouts, you know, but it was difficult, you know, not be able to get the big ring like everybody has. That, you know, they wear them, and, you know, I mean, I've got quite a few friends in scouting that have the rings, and, you know, it's pretty nice.
Bob Brown, my guest here on White Spot Giants This Week, longtime general manager of the Kamloops Blazers, stint with the Tri-City Americans in the WHL, longtime NHL scout with the Oilers, now a senior advisor with the Vancouver Giants, here my guest on White Spot Giants This Week. Bob, I'm going to ask you my favorite question to ask a scout. And I think in previous interviews that you and I have done together, I haven't asked you this yet, and I'm excited about it. Any scout I've ever talked to, whether they admit it publicly or not, probably has a story or two of being in the war room and the subject of their player comes up, and it's a player that makes you just want to bang the table for because you feel so strongly about this player. My question to you is, who was that Edmonton Oiler that you banged the table for during your war room discussions?
Well, it'd be a player that we didn't take. Oh, goodness, my memory. You're going to have to block this out. He's with Dallas Seguin. Okay, yeah. Seguin,
right.
It was either Taylor Hall.
Or Tyler Seguin, right.
I interviewed Taylor. I didn't interview Tyler. Taylor, you know, tremendous player. You know, have all the ingredients. I was not crazy about his attitude, his character. Not to say that he had bad character, just his commitment. And I thought that the other, you know, we needed a center iceman. You know, That's all we talk. We never seem to have a center iceman. And Tyler was a center iceman. And so I remember there was five of us went down to the U.S. to watch Taylor Hall's team was playing Sagan's team. And what better way to evaluate them? So the guys are sitting beside me and we're talking. And one of the guys said, "Well, Bronny, what do you think?" I said, "Well, Taylor is not passed the puck once the whole game." "No, yeah. So he hasn't passed the puck. And so as I'm leaving with 5 minutes to go, because always up early so we get out of the parking lot, right? So anyway, this was at the end of the second period that I mentioned that. So the guy that was pushing him was from Ontario, of course, the scout. So, of course, he liked Taylor. And so anyway, he phones me the next day. He says, "Brian, you're right. He never passed the puck though in the third period either." I go, "Well, I guess that's my case." I said, "He's a really good player. And you know, it might have been a minor issue as far as, but so when we had our votes, you know, how we do it, we go around the room, there's 15 of us, and we take a consensus, you know, put your argument, then we'd vote." And I was the only one with Tyler of everybody at the table. And I said, so the next day we're going to talk about it. So I did some research and go through the records and, you know, weighed everything that I knew. I did a pros and cons for both players. And so anyway, we're meeting. It was a short meeting next day. And I told them, you know, we're going to have another meeting. And we'll discuss this at the next meeting. And, you know, so anyway, the next meeting, we're standing up. And Kevin Lowe, who was there, he says, "Brownie, I got to go. Can you send me the stuff?" And and he gave me a phone number. And so anyway, I did all the stuff. We talked about it. And I went through the pros and cons. And, you know, like, it was a lot of research. And I still come up with Tyler. I thought that he was, you know, we needed a centerman and all the things that, you know, that he could do. And I made the presentation. Didn't really change anybody's mind. So Kevin was traveling with a guy that hung around our team. And he was leaving with Kevin. And he says, "Brownie, can you send this? Can you send the stuff to me?" And so I looked at Kevin, like, you know, "Hey, this is confidential stuff, if, you know, in the draft." He said, "Oh, yeah, no problem. Send it to him." So anyway, he gives me the email address, and I send it to this guy. And I get a phone call that night. He says, "Bob, this is so-and-so. I'm not so-and-so who you'd think. I'm surprised I got this. I'm the doctor." I'm going, "The doctor?" "Yeah," he says, "so-and-so that you're trying to send it to, his number and my number are very, very close." And I go, "Oh," so all of a sudden the stuff that I have, the comparison's out into the public hands. And I'm going, so I get off the phone, I phone Kevin, I go, "Kevin, like, that number you gave me," he says, "it wasn't who it was supposed to go to." He's, "Oh, yeah," he says, "yeah, it's just my doctor. He's not going to say it." And, like, and I go, "Oh, okay." You know, like, it's out there who we're taking. We're taking Taylor Hall. But so I still stick to my decision. I'd still take Tyler.
I find that so interesting, and I appreciate you sharing that story with me, Bob. I want to bring this full circle. Because ahead of the 2018-19 season, The Vancouver Giants had just returned to the playoffs. The organization was trending in a really positive direction. And yet they make a change at the general manager position. They make a change at the head coaching position. And one of the very first phone calls, if I've got my facts correct, that Barkley Parnetta made was to you, to bring you officially to the Vancouver Giants as a senior advisor in that capacity. What did that phone call feel like? And for you, again, you mentioned you were involved in the very, very early days of the Vancouver Giants and going through some of the financials, the previous friendship with Ron Toigo and the professional relationship. Was it kind of a full circle experience for you? And why did this opportunity appeal to you?
Well, initially I had a opportunity couple of years prior that when they were going through some of the issues that they had, that Ron had called me and wanted to know if I would want to come and work part-time in almost the same position, but more on hand to help with the management organization who were just breaking in. And I thought about the Oilers were okay with it, but what had happened is that I just recently went part-time with the Oilers. I wanted to cut back. And I talked to Ron. I said, you know, Ron, I said, this job that you want me to do is, it's almost a full-time job, like if it's going to be done properly. And I said, I just stepped back with the Oilers and I just can't see taking on. I'd love to, but I can't. And so that's sort of the initial. You know, I would love to do it, but as I say, the time that I wanted to spend with my family, and so I had a decline. So when the Oiler contract ran out and I got the call, I couldn't wait to jump in because it was something I wanted to do. It was right, you know, it was right at home, very little, no travel. Being a consultant, an advisor, you know, my son called me. He says, I see you got, or this is Rob, see you're the senior advisor. Is that because of your age? I said, no, Rob. But anyway, it was a good opportunity, and Barkley had worked for me in Tri-Cities over the years. So he and I had a pretty good rapport, and I saw a lot in Barkley from his scouting days, the maturity, and he always had the ability to communicate with people, and was people liked him, and he was good with players, and so it was a good opportunity to work with somebody that you liked, and somebody that was, you know, moving up the ladder himself, an opportunity, and of course the opportunity to watch the kids play and help and evaluations and stuff like that. And Terry Bonner and I went back years and years. You know, both his boys worked for me. So it was like coming home in a way.
Right.
And, of course, Ron's been great to me and my family for years. So it was a no-brainer.
Well, we're certainly richer for it, Bob. We really are. And I mean, this conversation that you and I have had today has absolutely flown by, and I feel like it could continue. But for the sake of time, and for the sake of running out of time for this show, I'll end it there. But let me just end with a huge thanks. And just from a personal standpoint, Bob, again, I mentioned off the beginning that for years, I mean, our paths would cross in scouting rooms across the league, whether I was with Prince George, and a lot as of late now that I'm with Vancouver. But a friendly hello and a friendly conversation, and not to mention just the great work that you have done over the course of your hockey career, I've appreciated it more than you probably know, and I want to thank you for that. Once again, continued health, safety, and positivity to you and your family, and I really, really look forward to being at the rink with you again one day, hopefully in the not-too-distant future. Thank you.
Thank you, Dan. Appreciate it. All the best.
Yeah, all the best to you as well. Bob Brown, Senior Advisor for the Vancouver Giants on White Spot Giants This Week. And there we have it, Bob Brown, a really, really interesting conversation. And one last thank you to him, and one last thank you to you for making this show a part of your Friday evening. We continue to chug along and get closer to, hopefully, the drop of the puck in the WHL season of 2020-21. I'm Dan O'Connor. Thanks for taking the time. Have a great weekend. Please continue to be safe. And we'll talk to you next week. White Spot Giants This Week continues on Sportsnet 650.